Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to a podcast here I'm doing. It's been really long since I've done one, but that's okay. I just felt like I wanted to do one again, and sorry for all the background noise. I'm working right now, and I just, got something on my heart that I felt the Lord wanted me to share, and kind of what He's been showing me recently, and the work He's done in my heart. I feel like it's a revelation I've had before, but that I've also forgotten, and it's really easy to forget, and it's something that is reminding me of again, and something that I kind of need a lot for my before, and it has to do with our identity in Christ, and just for a while, for me at least, as we'll share, a couple months at least this summer, I struggled a lot. Just believing lies from the enemy and just about my identity. And it wasn't like, I didn't believe God didn't love me. It wasn't that. It was always just, but, I know He loves me, but. And I was always kind of, making an excuse for why I wasn't receiving the love of God. And that really kind of, blocked off that source from Him. And that really affects, your identity in Christ. It really makes you feel pretty worthless. And that's, I just really struggled for the last couple months because of believing those lies, basically. And just like a week ago, actually, God really brought that to my attention. And the lies I had believing about my identity and just really kind of broke that over me. And it was just really good, and showed me kind of how, where I was lacking in fellowship with Him, and that I wasn't really building a relationship with Him. I was kind of just going through the motions, and then wondering why, my walk with God wasn't where I wanted it to be. That's just kind of been where I'm at this last week, just totally rejecting the lies and believing that I am forgiven, I am loved by Him, and receiving that. I had a Bible study last night with some of my friends, and we were reading in Jude, and one of the verses, I think it's in verse 21 or something, it says, just one line, it says, keep yourselves in the love of God. And we talked about that. I was like, what does that mean, to keep yourself in the love of God? And the conclusion we kind of came to was, it sounds kind of like a Christian cliche, it's like, keep yourself in the love of God. What does that really mean? And for me, it was not letting lies and things that you even do, mistakes that you make, get in the way of believing and receiving God's love for you. And that's really tough sometimes. It takes a lot of humility to receive God's love even when you mess up. Because the natural thing is to really kind of drag your love through the gutter and just beat yourself up for a while before you feel like you can be forgiven. And that's what I did for a while. And just, it really, it takes a toll on your identity. And it steals your peace and your joy, and you kind of just go through life without purpose, because you're just kind of miserable. And so when you choose to believe that truth about yourself, and choose to keep yourself in the love of God and just be very real and open with Him in your relationship with Him, it makes you not want to go to the things that you stumbled with or struggled with before. Because why would I want to sacrifice my peace and my joy for sin or whatever it is? And that's why our identity is so important. I think that's why the enemy tries to deceive us with so many lies, is because, we're made in the image of God, and He's not, and He's so jealous of that. I think that's like actually part of God's punishment to Him, is that, you know, he said he'll be like God, you know, I'll be like the Most High. And he wanted to raise himself above God, but he wanted to be like God as well. And I think that's part of why God made us in his image. Part of Satan's punishment is to see people made in the image of God, and we are already are what he will never be, and that is like God, and that's what he, you know, was going after, but he used it in pride. So I think that's why he's so intent on trying to steal that from us, that make us believe, you know, we're just garbage. And because if we really see who we are in Christ, believe and see that we are made in his image, and if we've been born again, we are already like Christ, then he knows that we will start living like Christ. And that's what he's so scared of, because it's just a constant reminder to him that is what he will never be. And so I think it's so important to believe that truth about ourselves, and staying in relationship with God. You know, what does that really mean? It's like, you know, spend time in your devotions and quiet time each day. But you know, you can read a chapter a day and still not really connect with God. You know, I know what that's like, just to kind of breeze through it and not really feel connected or close to God. And so that's why I think it's really important, just what I've been learning this last week, is, you know, be real with him and talk to him about everything you're feeling. And, you know, just simple things like praying, like, thank you, Father, that you have forgiven me, you have loved me, is so huge. You know, there's no point in wasting your life in wrong believing and believing lies of the enemy that, you know, you're worthless or whatever. Because there's just no peace or joy in that. And, yeah, that's about all I have to share. Just kind of, yeah, what God's been doing in my life recently. And hopefully you can grab a grain of truth out of this and just be encouraged. So God bless you all. See you next time.